So today's share is all about Makkah's Arabah. I don't think I said it over in share on Pasha's Boy. I might have, but I don't think I did. But it's a very cool share. Pasha's Boy, the beginning of Pasha's Boy. So Hashem came to Moshe and he said, "Boy, a paraki ani echbati as libo ves leva bono ruban shisi oisusai ele bekir boy. Come to Paroi, because I have hardened his heart so that you can put as oisusai ele bekir boy these signs in his midst." So that you can tell your sons and your grandchildren that I made a mockery of Mitzrayim. They'll know that I am Hashem. And Moshe and Aaron came to Paroi. Until when you're going to refuse to send forth my nation, send them out now so they can serve me. Because if you don't, and he may be mocha Arabe begulecho. I'm going to send locust into your midst. So there are many things that are very problematic about these psukim. Number one, Hashem told Moshe to come to Paroi. He didn't tell him to say anything. He said, "Boy, Paroi, come to Paroi." And he said a reason why. Key, because I because I'm going to harden his heart so that I can make signs in his midst. But he didn't tell Moshe to tell Paroi anything. So what's Moshe going to do? Walk into Paroi and then walk out? Very strange. Secondly, it says over here, Oisai Eile Bekirbri, that I should send these signs in his midst. What are these signs? He's going to send one Makkah. Makkah's Arabic. Why does he say plural of these? Sounds like it's more than one. And the third kasha, the biggest kasha, all Hashem said, he didn't tell him what to say to Paroi. But he didn't even tell him what Makkah was going to send. He just said, I'm going to send these signs. And Moshe came to Paroi, not only did he speak to him, but he told him what Makkah. He said, because if you don't send out Kaisal, then tomorrow Hashem's going to send Makkah's Arabah. How did Moshe know? How did he know which Makkah? Who told him? So very strange. Yeah, first of all, Hashem didn't tell him to say anything. Second of all, why did he say plural, these signs I'm going to send into your midst? And how did Moshe know that it was Makkah's Arabah? And a final question over here is that it says it's going to make his halalti b'Mitzrayim. It's going to make a mockery of Mitzrayim. Why does Makkah's Arabah make a mockery of Mitzrayim more than any of the other Makkahs? All the Makkahs are making a mockery of Mitzrayim. So we're going to have Mitzrayim answer all these questions. The Maharal says that each one of the Makkahs, there's 10 Makkahs, and each one of them corresponds to one of the Eser Ma'amoris, the 10 speeches that Hashem, statements that Hashem said when he created the world. It says in Bikyoris that Hashem created the world with Eser Ma'amoris, with 10 statements, like Elikim Yehi, or Hashem said there should be light. Each one of the 10 Makkahs corresponds to one of the 10 Ma'amoris. And the way it works, says Maral, is it goes back to front. The first Makkah, Dam, corresponds to the last Ma'amoris, which is Naaseh Odom. Dam is Odom. The Hashem said we should send Dam to Mitzrayim. That corresponds to the last of the statements that he said when he created the world. Naaseh Odom B'tzamenu, let's make man. The reason why it works like that is because of this. The Eser Makkahs that were in Mitzrayim were there to reveal the existence of Hashem in the world. Each time there was a Makkah, it's as if it peeled off a layer of the hestaponym of Hashem's hiddenness in this world. When Hashem created the world, before he created the world, it was just Hashem Echol Shmoy Echol, just Hashem. And it was very clear of his existence. Every stage in creation created another layer of hestaponym, made Hashem more and more hidden. And the Esamakas were peeling away one by one those layers that Hashem created when he made the world. So Dam takes away the outer layer, which is the final Ma'ama, Naaseh Odom. So let's go backwards from the beginning and work out what Makkah's Arabah is. So Makkah's Bechorus is Bereishis Bara Elokim, obviously, because Bechor is Bereishis, the firstborn, and in the beginning Hashem created the world. Makkah's Choshech corresponds to Vayom Elokim Yehi Or. Hashem said create light. So Choshech is darkness, because it's the hester of that light. It's showing what would be without the light. Makkah's Arabah is connected to the next Ma'ama, which is that Hashem said, let's make a separation between the heaven and the earth. Why on earth does Macus Arabic correspond to that mamma? It's the mamma that was said on the second day of creation, that Hashem created the heavens and the earth. He separated in the heaven and earth. What has it got to do with Macus Arabic? So there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that each one of the Shir Shalyum of each day corresponds to what was created about that day. So the Shir Shalyum of Yom Sheni of Monday, which is the day that Macus Arabe is representing, it says that we say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chilek ma'asav v'malach aleihem. Hashem separated his creations and he reigned over them. He became king over them. Yeah, it says over there, God Hashem ma'olam ma'od kiryas melech rov. Well, we talk about Malchus, we talk about Hashem as the king. What has this got to do with the second day of creation? So Rabbi Bachai explains like this. On all days of creation, it says ki tov, it says it was good. Except for the second day. The second day, it doesn't say that his creation was good. And Rashi speaks out, the reason is because on the first day, it says, every day it says Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi. On the first day, it doesn't say Yom Rishon, it says Yom Echot, day one. Not the first day, but day one. Why did it say day one? Rashi says, because on the first day of creation, there was only Hashem. Hashem Echot, Shemoy Echot, there was only Hashem. On day two, Hashem created Melochim. And Hashem started splitting up his creation. He separated between the Shemayim and the earth, between the heaven and the earth. So, on the second day of creation, it seems that there was this thing called Sheni, which corresponds to Shinui. Day two is where there was Shinui, there was change, there was separation. That was when things started to split. And as there was more splitting, as creation went on, there was more and more pizzle, more and more separation, and more diversity. And the more diversity there is, the further away everything drifts from Hashem Echot. And what's the final destination? Where do we go at the end of the day? By Yom Ahu, yeah, Hashem Echot, Shmoy Echot. We go back to Hashem being Echot, Shmoy Echot. So we start off with Hashem being one, and then there's all this separation, and at the end we end up with Hashem being one again. So what's the point? What we're gaining? The test is that the echo at the end is very different to the echo at the beginning. The echo at the end is at the end, Hashem will be a melech al kolaret, to be a king. Now the thing about a king is that it's only shaykh to be a king where there is diversity, where there is separation. That means like this, that the Rambam says one of the jobs of a king, when he talks about Kaisa making kings, he says a king yikabits u'moseinu v'yinahageinu. A king gathers together a people and he leads over them. That is the job of a king. He takes a collection of people, a population, and he turns them into a nation. Ein melech b'loy om. A melech has to have a nation. If you have one person and you're a king over him, you're not called a king, you're called a master, an odrin, and he's your evet. To be a king, you have to have loads of people. And then you gather them together. By Hebrew, Shur Melech, Bez Asif Rosh Eom, Yachat Shibdei Sol. Hashem will be a king, Bez Asif Rosh Eom, when everyone's gathered together. The job of a king is to take loads of separate people with different ideas, from all different backgrounds, and you make them into a nation. You make them all go with one shared goal and shared dream, and they work together as a nation, trying to achieve one thing. That is what a Melech does. It gathers things together. So, this world, which was created, which started off with nothing, just echo, just a ministry. He wanted Malchut. We wanted the aim is to get to Malucha. So what did Hashem do? Created lots of diversity, made lots of different things, different people, different worlds, different ideas. And by all those things coming together, that's what the Shir Libnei Korach, yeah, it's very interesting. The Bnei Korach, who were the sons of someone who made diversity, who made separation, they were doing a tikkun on what their father did. And they were trying to bring things back together. So they understood that day two, the Shir Shayim of Yom Sheni is the Chilek Ma'asim Ma'omalach Aleim. Hashem separated things. He started to create diversity. He started to make things change and not just be one. And then through that, we can bring them back together and make them into one. Now, the reason why it doesn't say Ki Toiv on the second day is because all of this is not good. It's not Toiv until you get to the final destination. The middle stage where you have diversity, lots of separate things, is not intrinsically good. But it can lead to Malchus, which is good, because when all these separate things all come to a common goal, a common destination, then that's where you get Melucha. So, this whole world, everything around us, we always see the Ma'rabu, we see the all diversity, and we have to get to Ma'gadlu. Ma Rab Master Hashem. Ma Godlu Ma Rabu. Ma Godlu Ma Secho. That means that we have to take all the separate things and try and get them back to Hashem. Like, imagine you've got loads of bricks and they're lying around on the floor. Then they're all separate entities. But if you take those bricks and you put them into one binyan, into one building, then you have one thing. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to take all the different things in the world, everything that we see, every idea that we see, every person that we see, and we have to relate everything back to the religion. There is a big danger, though, because if you just look at the diversity itself, let's say, let's take stars, for instance. So stars are something that they have a special koyach. Astronomy is not a joke. It's not a made-up thing. It's a real thing that the Mitzrayim used to do. You can look at the stars and you can tell the future. How? So the Derech Hashem speaks out that everything that happens in this world comes through the stars. That means if the Rishon wants to do something, he'll channel the koyachos to do it through the stars. The koyachos are like a pipeline into this world. So a person can see the koyachos and understand, if he understands how it works, he can understand how the Kirchhovim are working, and how the Kirchhovim is going to come down into this world. And he can calculate exactly what's going to happen in the future, because he can look at the stars. And people might make this mistake. It says in the Torah, Pentiso Einecha Shemaim Rori, so you'll look up into the sky, and you'll see the stars, and you'll serve the stars, because you'll think they have their own power. There's nothing behind them. They are making things happen in this world. And you'll serve the stars. That is the danger of this diversity, that people can look at the diversity and serve the diversity itself. Now, there's a very interesting conversation that took place in Parashat Vayechi between Yaakov and Yosef. You know, the whole story over there with Ephraim and Manasseh, with the switching of the hands of Malach and Goyim. And before that story, just before, Yosef brings in his sons to Yaakov. Yisrael, that means Yaakovinu, saw the sons of Yosef, and he said, Mi Ela, who are these? Which is a very strange question, because he's been living with them at Mitzrayim for tens of years already. So surely he knew who they were. He lived with Ephraim every day, I think. Yosef el Oviv, Bonai Heim, they are my sons, Hashem Nosan li Elikim Bozeh, which Hashem gave me Bozeh with this. Very strange pesukim. He asked who are these sons, and Yosef said, they are my sons, that Hashem gave me with this. So the Medrash says, well, what's going on over here? Rashi brings down part of the Medrash, but the Medrash inside elaborates further. Yaakov was turning around to these Ephraim and Manasseh, and he says, who are these children who are not fit to have a bracha? Who are these children that out of them will come Ovdei Avodah Zarah, like Yerovam and Achol, that you're bringing them to me to get a bracha? And Yosef said, why are you looking at the bad? Why are you being such a pessimist? These sons are going to have children who by Kriyas Yamsuf say Zeh Kili Van Beyu. That was the conversation. Very strange. What does it mean? What's this whole conversation? So Teretz is that there's always two things. There's Eile, like Yaakov said, Mi Eile, who are these children? And there's Zeh, which means this, in the singular. The Yosef answers back, Asher Nosan Li Elikim Bo Zeh. Eile is the plural. That represents diversity. Now, Avodah Zarah is always referred to in a plural lashon, Eile. The Marshal, when they built the Eidel, both in Pasuk Shemois and also in the story of the Yeravam, where he made the two calves to stop Kaisel going to Olu Eidel, Kaisel turned around to these calves and they said, Eile Elehecha Yisrael, these are your gods, Yisrael. That means they didn't say this, it was only one Eidel, but they didn't say this is your god, they said, Eile, these. Because Avodah Zarah is always diversity, because you're serving the things instead of relating them back to Hashem. You're looking at all the separate items and you're not seeing where they come from. The ego was a real thing. It really worked. It had a koyach. But instead of relating where that koyach came back from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, they were serving the koyach itself, the intermediary. That's Eile. Zeh, which means this, is when you take everything and you point it back to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So when Yaakov said, Mi Eile, who are these people? It means who are these sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are going to come out of them who serve Eile, who serve plurality. They serve things being a multitude. And Yosef answered back, don't look at that. Look at the fact that they're going to stand by Kriyas Yamsuf. They're going to say, Zeh Kili Vabeyu. They're going to point to Hashem with such clarity and understand that everything comes from Hashem. Now, that is the job of everyone in this world. Even though we said, it says in the Torah, our pen So maybe look up Shemayim and you'll see the stars and you'll end up serving the stars. But in Yeshaya it says, you should look up at the stars. And you should look up me bara ila. Who created these things? Take a stage above the stars. Don't just look at the stars and stop there. Look at where did the stars come from? Who's controlling the stars? Now, if you take ila and you take me and put the two things together, you get the word Elohim. If you have ila, you have a multitude. And you don't just keep the multitude itself and serve that multitude. But you ask me ila, you say, where is it coming from? Then that's how you get back to Elohim. That's how you get back to the Mishnah. That's everyone's job in this world. Now, it's Ryan. Everything they stood for was the exact opposite of this principle. Mitzrayim were all over the average Zohar. Egelo, you faith your Mitzrayim. And everything that they wanted, they just wanted beauty. They like aesthetics. Everything looking nice. And they, let's say you have a jigsaw puzzle with lots of pieces. Instead of putting all the pieces together and having a beautiful jigsaw, they took each individual piece and they served the piece. They thought this world is such a beautiful place. Let's serve this world. Let's look at astronomy and buildings and architecture and all these sorts of things. And let's serve it for what it is itself. Instead of taking everything back to the Bunjum, instead of saying, me, Eile, Paris said, me, Hashem, 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 Bekoli. Who is Hashem that I should listen to? I'm not going back to Hashem. I'm just serving the multitude. I like things looking beautiful, everything, all the externals. I don't like thinking deeper. I'll just look at things how they are. And that makes me happy. That is what Mitzrayim stood for. There's a beautiful remez for this. I'll be soit. In Parshas Noach, when it talks about all the descendants of Shem, Chom, and Yofes. So when it talks about the sons of Chom, it says that there were four sons. B'nei Chom. Kush, or Mitzrayim, or Put, or Canaan. Kush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. All these names are singular. Kush, Put, and Canaan. The odd one out is Mitzrayim. It's in the plural. Yeah, it's more than one. Mitzrayim. And it continues like that. It says, Kush Yolad es Nimrod. There's Resen, Ben Nimbe, es Kolach. All singular names. When it gets to the sons of Mitzrayim, it says Mitzrayim Yolad es Ludim, ves Anomim, ves Lahovim, ves Naftuchim, ves Parasumim, ves Kasluchim, ves Yotzim, ves Pelishim, ves Kaftorim. That means every single one of his sons and all their descendants, when the names brought down in Parshas Noach, they're brought down in the plural. And this represents the fact that Mitzrayim didn't like to take everything back to the Mishnah to get it back to the Zeh. They kept things as an Eile. They like things being diverse. They like things being the plural. They like serving the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. The word Mitzrayim is exactly the same gematria as the word Mispor, number, because that's how they like things, being a number, being a plural. So, the Bernishon wants to send him a Makkah. What did he say? He's going to send, we know that the Makkah is Makkah's Arabic. Now in Mishle, it talks about four animals that have Chochmah. One of the animals is the locust, the Arabic. And it says over there, Melech Ein La Arabic, Vayetze Chritzitz Kulun. The Arabic, locust, has no king. And they go out in formation. That means locusts always go in a swarm. You never have one locust. There are always many locusts. They go in a swarm. And the incredible thing about locusts is Melech Ein La Arabic. They don't have a king. That means you have thousands, tens of thousands of locusts all flying in formation, but no one is leading them. They're not following any particular person. They're just flying. They all fly. Now, when you have, the word Arabic comes from the Lashon of Harabe. There's lots of them. And when you have lots of things, without a melech, without a unifying force, which is linking them all together, what do you get? You get complete destruction. Another word, another name for Arabic is katsil, which is destruction. Now, the Baruch Hashem told Moshe to go to Paro, because I'm going to say it, send Oisoisai Eile Bekibri, these signs. And we said, how did Moshe know that it was going to be Makkah's Arabic? And he also said, his Salalti Mitzrayim, it's going to make a mockery of Mitzrayim. Moshe understood, we need to make a mockery of Mitzrayim out of Eile, out of the fact that Mitzrayim are plural. That means Mitzrayim go after diversity, they go after all things being separate, they don't take it back to one particular source. How can we make a mockery out of Mitzrayim? It must be Makkah's Arabic, because Arabic teaches exactly that lesson. Arabic teaches you that what happens when you have lots of separate things and you don't take them back to one source, you don't have a melech, you don't have a unifying force, then you get complete destruction. So Moshe understood that when the Moshe said, Oisisai Eile, and his halati mitzvahim, send these things, and I'm going to make a mock mitzvahim. What is Oisisai Eile, the plural? What is the type, what is a plural makkah? The plural makkah is Arabic, because Arabic is Harbin. There's lots of them, and they cause complete destruction. And that's why Arabic connects to the Mama, the second day, which is the day of separation, the day of diversity, when things started to split. And on that day, the Shish of Yorim is Kiryas Melech Rav, that we say that the idea of the Benjamin Green diversity is not to keep things as separate items, but to take them back to Benjamin and get back to Malchus. And when Kaisal came out of Mitzrayim, they learned that lesson. That's why Kriyas Yamsuf, they didn't learn from Mitzrayim, and they understood this. And the Kriyas Yamsuf, when they saw the splitting of the sea, they said, Zeh Kelim Ma'avehu. They took everything back to Hashem. They didn't say Eileh, they said Zeh. They took it all back to one particular source. Now every day we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. Yeah, which is referred to as Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. We're accepting the Bnei Shalom upon us as the king. What's interesting is that when we're making Hashem king, what do we say? Shema Yisrael. We start off, the introduction is, we don't just say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot, we say Shema Yisrael. Because you can't make Hashem into a king when it's just you. There has to be people. There has to be a group of people together in order to have a nation. So you start by saying Shema Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael moved forward and they got to Har Sinai. So the Har Sinai, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Negelahol. Klai Yisrael camped at Har Sinai. It's in the singular, not Vayichanu, but Vayichan, he camped. Because Klai Yisrael were then Ke'ish Echo Belev Echo, like one nation with one heart. And that's how they accepted the Torah. The Sfas Emes, just a final point. When Yaakov gave the brachos to all his sons, there's a very interesting pasuk over there where it says, Kol Eile Shifti Yisrael, V'zois Asher Dibar Lahem. These are all of the Shifti Yisrael, and this is what you should say to them. And it doesn't say what to say. Then it moves on to the next point. It says the Sfas Emes that this is the lesson that's coming to tell us. Kol Eile Shifti Yisrael. All of these, the 12 tribes, these are Shifti Yisrael. And they're all Eile. That means they're diverse. They've all got different skills, they've all got different talents. Now we find with the brachos of Yaakov, he speaks on each one and gives them each their own individual bracha, which is made for them. But Zois Asher Dibar Lahem. But you know what you should tell them? Zois. Tell them to be a Zois, be a Zeh. Don't be diverse, don't be different. Use your skills as separate people and bring them together into one kayak in order to serve Hashem better. I mean, even though every single person has own talents and own individual skills, but if you link together and become one nation and work together as a team, through that, then you can serve Hashem better, and you can use the fact that you have separate kokos to make Hashem into better. That is the lesson that Yaakov taught all his sons.